up, Unsung Gamers? It's me, Butted Biscuits, and welcome to our podcast. With me tonight, as always, the Shadow Alchemist X, Jose, mixing up his potions.
Hey, hey, hey.
And sniping from the trees in a middle of a snowstorm, Fedemricon.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back.
Oh, man, we are back for another week of some somewhat thrilling articles.
Exciting.
Very exciting. If you are affected by any of this stuff, sure, chime in about it. But we got some cool stuff to talk about. Let's go ahead and kick right into it. Netflix lost a bunch of people due to multiple different reasons. Subscriptions dropped a bunch. They lost almost 50 million.
I thought it was 200,000 that they lost.
What?
Yeah, I know they lost a lot of subscribers. And the stock market, I think, dropped. I think currently right now, that I last checked, it was like under $200, which is like, I mean, a huge drop. I think at the peak last year was $600. So, I mean, it's dropped a lot.
Damn.
Yeah. And in result of the whole this drop, and all this week, they've been canceling a bunch of stuff. They've been canceling a lot of their animation department. A comic adaptation of Bone was dropped. Several other things were dropped. Raising Dion was dropped after the second season. They've cut a lot of their major programming. They're trying to consolidate as much as possible. But everyone's like, this is the end of Netflix. They're going to go out like, oh, this is the end of Netflix. This is a huge blow to Netflix that they needed.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to be okay. They'll bounce back. If not, something else will take over.
Restructuring.
I think it has to do with, because initially, Netflix was the first one. I mean, they came out, they were, you know, the first, and they were booming. So, you know, with the DVDs, Blu-rays delivered to your house, and then eventually streaming. And then eventually, you know, they started making their own movies, and then one of their films got Oscar nominated, and it got even more popularity. It got a bunch of criticism from, like, you know, the network shows saying that streaming services should account as that, but I mean, Netflix has been shooting out Oscars and Emmy Award nominated and winning TV shows. And then, of course, you know, now we got these new ones coming out: Hulu, Disney Plus, Apple TV, HBO Max has been around, Amazon having their own, and several others that have come out. And I think that right there is one of the major reasons for the drop. I mean, now they have more competition. And I think, in my opinion, I think Netflix, they're kind of, I mean, I was kind of worried about them because, to me, it seemed like they always released, like, 5 new shows, 10 new movies, another animated series that comes out. And to me, it kind of feels like, you know, they're watering down. What was that term I'm looking for? I guess what makes them good, you know, like when you get too many people, you get too many choices.
Oversaturation. Like,
yeah, there it is. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and then I'm thinking about, like, for me personally, like right now, the top dog on my list, I mean, Disney's up there, but I would put Disney maybe number two. Number one, I think, would be Apple TV. I mean, they came out, and if you don't have a subscription to them, which, you know, I don't think a lot of people do, but I mean, Severance, Ted Lasso, they picked up a Coda before it won the Best Picture at the Oscars, and I think Netflix picked up something of a dog, which I watched too. It was a pretty good movie. I mean, Apple TV. I mean, they're putting out I will say quality shows, where Netflix is putting out more quantity shows and movies. And don't get me wrong, Netflix still puts out, you know, good stuff. But, like, out of, like, the 20 things they release each week, one or two of them are actually good, where, like Apple TV would release maybe one or two things, and like, you know, 50%, you know, of those, one of them is going to be really good. So I think it's just that. Like, I think, and I've noticed it, but, I mean, I've never said anything about it, because I was like, I don't think anybody cares. Netflix was doing really good. They're making lots of money. I mean, I was like, man, I wish I would have bought some stock into them, you know, when they're cheaper. Well, now it's probably a good time, because I'm sure they'll bounce back. But I don't know if it's going to be very difficult for them to go back to where they were, because pandemic really helped out. People, you know, going back out again. Streaming services, brand new ones are coming out. And I mean, I think it's just competition. I mean, and it's out there now. Plus, on top of that, not just streaming services, I mean, there's cable. cable news, you know, and not just news, but oh, speaking of news, CNN Plus crashed and burned.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Man, like I saw that, I was like, why? Who's gonna buy that? I mean, anyways, but that one just did crash and burn.
I heard about that. The CNN Plus. That's like, what is that? In-depth coverage on in-depth coverage.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what they plan on. I don't know. It was just I didn't get that. But anyways, other than that one, and hopefully no other news outlets come out with another one like that, unless it's going to be separate, some type of, you know, CNN movies or something like that, or don't even use your name. Just rebrand it to something else.
It's Wolf Blitzen analyzing old Wolf Blitzen episodes.
Yeah, man.
Or a book club.
There you go.
which was a real show, apparently.
Oh god, man. It was a 700 club.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, Netflix. I mean, it's dropped, but I totally think it's because, you know, there's more streaming services out there, and on top of that, I mean, these streaming services aren't just out there, you know, just, you know, shoveling streaming shows. You know, like Paramount is, you know, they're just, you know, putting on the shows that they have on their network TV out there. I mean, they're coming up with their own shows. I mean, Halo. For example, they have Halo. You know, there's Paramount. Star Trek. I mean, there's Paramount, who has The Office. I mean, everybody loves The Office. I love The Office. Yeah, and recently, I mean, I found out, you know, not too long ago from King James over here, telling us that you can watch WWE stuff on there, like the pay-per-view stuff. I didn't know that. I mean, so all these different streaming services have different things to it. Netflix, I mean, we know that, you know, they put out shows, they put out movies, but they put a lot of them out each week. And I mean, yeah, exactly. I think it's just watering down the quality of what they have. And even though they have a lot of money to spend, and it kind of felt like, you know, hey, you have a cool story, Netflix will give you a show. I mean, but now I feel like they're going to cut back. Which, how James mentioned, they're cutting back on animation, which sucks. Man, I mean, I love animation. Me being an artist and an animator myself, yeah. I like to see that, and I hate that. That was the first department that got cut. But I do hope Netflix bounces back. But I mean, we'll see.
I feel like there's a lot of their dumbass purchases of, like, other shows that no one cared about. But to cut their animation department, which has been excelling consistently, like, that was kind of a weird move.
Yeah, I agree. But what I think is going to happen, this is just a prediction, is I think Netflix is going to cut everything down. So it'll be a couple months where they get back on their feet big time. I see them, like Rico said, kind of doing what Apple Plus is doing, kind of releasing some good quality stuff, just not as much at once. Like maybe like one big series and then a couple of little ones that they've already had.
Yep.
I mean, it's like me and Brie Witch. We just started watching Bridgerton. I'm waiting for that to get canceled, but I'm hoping it.
It won't.
But yeah, but from what I'm told, it's already been approved to the fourth season, which is fine. It's like, cool. It's a good story. And I hope it doesn't get canceled because of bad business decisions. But a lot of good. Yeah.
I mean, there's just a bunch of good looking people in that show. That's all you got.
Damn right. Damn right.
So, I haven't watched that show.
But I've
heard a lot of good things about it, but mainly specifically in season one about a one character, everybody was talking about him. And I was like, oh, cool. Obviously I heard it got renewed for season two. I'm like, oh, man, that's cool. But, you know, and I was reading it again. I've never watched it. Just reading what's going to happen. They mentioned that the main character that people loved wasn't coming back for season two. And I was like, what?
I know exactly who you're talking about, and he's welcome to come back. He is welcome to come back. I look it up. Apparently, he had some personal stuff going on that he had to leave for the second season. Hopefully, he'll be back. But they mentioned him and everything, so you know it's not like he's like gone away or anything. No, but the second season is not really about him anyway. He's not even the main character, so it's okay because it's mainly focusing on the actual family of the Bridgerton. So it's not like Downton Abbey where it's just about a building. You know, it's about a family.
I've seen YouTube videos of like people talking about it, how like the second season isn't as good as the first one, and you know, and these are network shows, morning television shows, and they're trying to talk about it, and they're like, what was it about the first season that's so good about the second season? And they're like, well, you know, it's just like there's not a lot of. And what, so a guest comes on is like sex, and there's like, yeah, but and then he says, so you're watching it for sex, And, you know, obviously it's a morning show, and they're like,
yep.
No, we should move on. We should move on.
Well, yeah, there should be more of it, damn it.
It's like, well, I know. I mean, like, it's like every other, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of that in the first season. This season, in this season, it's not as much. I'm like, okay.
Well, that's pointless. What a pointless season.
But we still got like 3 more seasons. Well, me and Brittany, we still got like 3 more episodes left to go. So maybe they'll spice it up in the last 3. I don't know.
Maybe nothing but sex.
The whole episode is blessed.
on the topic of, you know, we're talking about the streaming services. I mean, one thing I do want to say, I mean, Netflix and the other streaming services, I can't think of the other ones, but I know Netflix for sure. I can think of two shows right now. One that's coming out, Last Kingdom. Even though I loved it. It was great, fantastic. And Stranger Things. I mean, I don't know what's up, what's going on. I know scheduling and everything, but, and you know, it's just timing and all that. However, it's just for me, Stranger Things, even though it's coming out, I do look forward to watching it. However, I'm not as hyped to watch it. I know it's coming, but I mean, it's been, what, 3-4 years since the last season? And
yep. 3 years.
And I'm like, these aren't even kids anymore. Like, they're probably got jobs and waiting for retirement now. I mean, the whole point why I watched it was because it reminded me of the 80s. You know me, I mean, I wasn't that young, but I mean, I do remember the 80s, and it was nostalgia. I was like, oh man, that's cool. I love that. And I saw some of the 80s, you know, goes into the 90s. Because I remember growing up like that, riding my bike to my friend's house, hanging out, playing. And that's what really brought me to it. And then, you know, they 1 and 2, and then 3 came out like almost 2 years later. They're already a little bit older. Now they wait another 3 years. Now I think Millie Bobby Brown, 11, like, she's already an adult now. Like, she's no longer a kid, I believe, right? I think she's like 18 or 20 now. Like,
yeah.
Like, man, like they're all grown up now. Like, I don't know. Like, for me, like, I I'm still going to watch it. I just, like, for me, the excitement of that show, it's gone. And I feel like a lot of people may feel the same way. And it sucks because Netflix, I just saw they spent $30 million per episode on this. And I'm like, dude, to me, after waiting more than two years and then going on to 3 years, and you're reinvesting into a show that, you know, to come back for another season, to me, I mean, you might as well call it a new season, because it isn't the same show anymore. So, like, it's like, hey, we're bringing in a new show. We're going to call it, I don't know, Jumping in the Dark. I don't know, whatever. No, and we spent $30 million. Thing. Yeah, and we spent $30 million per episode. To me, if I was a business guy, I'd be like, what? I mean, this show better blow up and be like the number one show streaming in the world, which I think right now is you or The Witcher. I know one of them is like the top most watched show of all time, like streaming all time. Last Kingdom was another one. I know that one took like 2 years, but even when it came out, I still wanted to watch it because, again, it wasn't that long. The story still stayed the same. They're not kids, they're adults. So, like, even after 2, maybe even 3 years, they still look the same. But when you take, like, you know, like, kids, like, you know, they get older. Like, I don't know, it just, like, I don't know, it's not the same. I mean, I'm still gonna watch it, but we'll see what happens.
No, I'm with you on that one. Like, I've severely lost interest in it, like, after they just kept on delaying it and delaying it some more. Like, I'm like, what the, at this point, just, I guess, go ahead and release it, but probably the fan base is gone by this point. Or, like, there's not much excitement for it anymore. And spending $30 million on each episode, like, it has to be real good. But I guess what they should have done is what you were saying, Rick, was just rebrand it. Because, I mean, they're older now. They have to do, like, a time skip or something. Because they have to explain what happened in 3 years. Because they're all going to look older than they did 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, for me, if it feels me, if I was a shareholder and been pissed that it's taking this long, as they spent this much money on it, and that they're still calling it season 4, at this point, just call it Stranger Things Chapter 2. Like, that way, you can still have the name, but now it's a sequel to it that people will understand.
Exactly. And, you know, Netflix execs, you know, if y'all want to, you know, hire us on for as consultants, you know, untitledgamers.com, you can reach us there, you know, just saying.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, Netflix goes, I mean, like, yeah, there's that show that I guess, you know, I still watch, and I guess that Love, Death, and Robots is really, like, the main shows I look forward to on there. Yeah, that's a great show. If anybody haven't seen it, by all means, watch it. It's really good.
I mean, they still have great documentaries, I'd say. Like, they have good documentaries, and but now, like before, yeah, Netflix, you know, when I get home, yeah, I'm gonna see what's on Netflix. But now, recently, you know, I go to HBO Max, I go to Apple TV, you know, or Hulu as my first choices, you know, even before Netflix. Like, Netflix is, like, on the bottom of the totem pole, which, you know, in a way, it doesn't surprise me that they dropped it. To me, like I said, like, they just release so many stuff, and I'm sure a lot of those movies and shows they release are pretty good, but, I mean, I work. I mean, I have stuff, I have a life, too, and, you know, it's hard to find time to watch other things, and especially when you have other competitors coming out that have even better shows. And I'm like, I mean, I like for example, I know Stranger Things 4 is coming out, but if Apple TV or Paramount or Amazon comes out with a you know, a whole new show, never heard of it, and that trailer just catches my attention, like, I mean, I'm going to watch that. I just put, you know, Stranger Things on my list, and I'll probably watch it later. But yeah, I mean, that's just me. I'm probably more ranting about it, but because, like, I mean, I've seen it, and I'm glad we're talking about it. It's just like it's the streaming wars right now, because, I mean, Netflix once dominated it, you know, and they were basically the empire, and then these newer ones are coming out, you know, with better shows, you know, don't release as much and better quality, and they're also winning awards, competition, yeah. And I like it.
Well, it's not only that, but, like, their competition is, like, buying out all these nostalgic shows to stream on their network. Like, HBO has Family Matters and Fresh Prince and Martin.
And all the DC movies.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, the complete DC catalog, for the most part, it's on there as well. All of the Cartoon Network stuff, I mean, they bought, like, Netflix bought, like, all these other shows. Like, granted, they're all international shows, but to me, a lot of them suck. And I just feel like it was just a waste on that front.
No, I disagree. I mean, I think some of the shows that they have are pretty good, and I think they're trying to reach out, you know, to a more global network, because, like, you know, we got to remember that they're not focused just here in the States. You know, they're, like, I mean, I think a lot of the Korean shows are really good. The Spanish shows are pretty good, and I think they've even have some Mexican shows too, which, you know, I watch. You know, it's pretty cool. What's it called? My gosh, I can't think of the name right now. Something Papel. It might be called something different in English, but it's the one with it's like the V for Vendetta masks, and they're wearing all red. Like, that show was pretty good.
I heard about that one.
And then, of course, I think any Korean movie and shows are pretty good. I've watched, like, a couple of their zombie movies, and, man, it's really good. I mean, they're subtitles, but, I mean, I like them. But again, I mean, I could be on the minority part on this, because obviously
you are.
Netflix is, like, you know, not doing too well.
Well, yeah, like, I know the shows you're talking about. Like, I stopped watching it. Like, All of Us is Dead. All of Us Are Dead, whatever that show's called.
Oh, yeah.
I stopped, like, episode 3. I stopped because I'm like, okay, this show sucks. To me, it's just not getting there. You got to hook me in. Like, hook me in. And I'm watching it, like, just a bunch of whole high school drama, and I get that. But nothing's really happening until, like, the last 2 minutes of that show, really.
Yeah, there is a lot of talking. And I guess, like, when I was watching it, I mean, normally, I guess when I watch a show, like, I don't normally, like, just sit there and watch it. I usually multitask. And so at the time when I was watching it, I was, like, making some more posters and logos, like, while I'm...
Yeah.
Watching it. And again, I know it's like, how do you do that? Because you have to read the subtitles and stuff, but you can change it to English audio too.
Nah, I'd rather read. Like, English dialogue gets a lot of the dialect wrong. It's better to read subtitles.
You know, you're right. I agree with you on that 100%. Because, like, when I'm watching the Spanish stuff, and, you know, they're translating the Spanish words, and I see something else in English, or I show something else in English, like, oh, what? So I don't know if that's what, you know, I had to double check. Like, wait a minute, is my Spanish wrong?
Yeah.
Nope.
It was that the same affliction? It's like, oh no, you've been bit. Compared to whatever they're saying, it's like in their native language, and it sounds better. Like it sounds like the emotion's right. It's like, oh exactly. No, you've been bit. It's like it's like playing an old Resident Evil game.
With the show, like in these international shows in different languages, it's just better just to watch it the way it was filmed and don't watch it with English dialogue, because it's like someone's just reading a script and not really acting it out.
I got nothing more for Netflix. I'm done with these guys.
Now, I wouldn't say I'm done with them, but they do need to restructure what they're doing and like pick out what's working, what isn't working, which is what I think they're doing now. Hopefully, because they do have an oversaturated market of just a lot of stuff, and a good chunk of it probably no one's ever going to watch or no one's watching now, and just pick out the ones that are popular and just roll with that.
I mean, here's my suggestion to Netflix is I already know they probably have a huge library of releases coming out this year already. They should probably like take some of those, push them back, push it, you know, like say they're going to release something like next week, 10 of them, take 5 of them, push them back, and then do the same thing until you cover the rest of this year. And then whatever, because then now you're saving money, or at least I think you would. And then like for that money that you're saving, invest that back into your animation department so you can bring back animation to Netflix. But I mean, I don't know. We'll see. Because and on top of that, they need to make better choices on like what movies and shows they release. Because I feel like they just, you got an idea? Yeah, you know, let's bring it over here. Let's make it into a movie or a show. Boom. Awesome, we got a show.
I got something to add real quick for that. You know what? Just to add on to what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need 5,000 different baking shows?
Yeah, right.
We do. We do.
And that's it. That's all we need. And maybe that baking show in November. That's about it. 2. That's all we need. No more.
Not even more.
All of them. Nothing but game shows.
Well. That and like a lot of these canceled shows or shows that are on hiatus, you know, bring them back, because I mean, Mindhunter was incredible, and the fact that it's only 2 seasons long is it sucks.
Hell that, yeah, bring back Mindhunter.
Unfortunately, that's no one's fault except for was it David Goyer? No,
David Fincher.
Yeah. He's busy. He's like that's the only reason why he put it on hold, because he was doing some other project that he was invested in.
Love, Death, and Robots.
Yeah, I was like, no, come back to Mindhunter. You can't just leave me on that.
Yeah, like that show's great, but so is the other ones. I'm like, well, shit, man. At least with these, you're getting like these indie companies like making their own movies, and they're a lot of them are really good.
All right, we're gonna move on to everyone's favorite Call of Duty mode, Warzone. Apparently, they're getting some new content starting next month, featuring 2 of the biggest kaijus in history. Godzilla versus King Kong. About a year late from the movie, but whatever. What do you guys think?
It's still here, so that, I mean, that's what counts.
Yeah. I just don't get how it's going to work. Are we going to be like on the island and watching them fight, or are they going to try to kill us? Are we working for King Kong or Godzilla? I mean, I don't get it.
What I was saying is, like, I think it's going to be 1 or 2 things. 1, it's going to be a separate game mode. That there's 2 teams, and like I guess the more kills you get, the more destruction that kaiju is gonna get, whether it be King Kong or Godzilla. Or 2, it's just gonna be something that's gonna be part of the map now. Like they're just in the map, and whatever destruction they're causing is gonna cause destruction to everybody that's around the area.
So I did read somewhere where like I think it's gonna be something like that. It's gonna be a separate game mode where I think you and your squad can go, and basically you have to retrieve a certain type of intel. And then once you collect all the intel, then you can control Godzilla or King Kong. And then I think King Kong, like he'll, I guess from wherever he's at, he will throw like this giant boulder to whatever direction on the map. And you know, and if you get hit by it, then it basically downs you. And then if you control Godzilla, then Godzilla, you know, obviously he'll shoot out his flame, his fire breath, but that right there is an instant kill. Like there's no, you know, you're down, but you can still, you know, self-revive. Like it's an instant kill. I think that's how it's gonna be. Or initially, I thought it was gonna be like them just fighting it. Like it's gonna be like at a timer, like maybe like at the second circle, maybe they'll both come out and they'll start fighting each other, like, and we're just trying to survive in the middle of all the battle, and they're fighting each other, and like, you know, if obviously they'll throw stuff, shoot stuff, you just gotta, you know, watch out for it, almost like a cluster strike, you know, like, you know, fire breath attack, you know, you're like, oh shit, let's get out of the way.
Yeah.
And you know, if you get hit, then you die, or you know, a boulder's coming, King Kong's throwing a boulder, you know, and if it's in the area, you know, you gotta get out of the way or you're gonna get hit by it. That's what I thought was gonna be, but it sounds more like you can control King Kong Godzilla. So I don't know, we'll see. And I think it starts in May 11th, I think, when it gets released.
Yeah. I'm glad they're adding more, I guess, a different take on stuff instead of just waiting a year to do the Halloween thing.
Agreed. And I mean, I guess on another news, I mean, like, we're talking about, you know, drops, you know, Netflix. I know Warzone had a drop in users. They had the 50 million drop in users, and you know, they're like, you know, but they, I think they kind of expected it. They're not like panicking about it. They kind of expected it because, like, I think a lot of those are from the pandemic. Because, you know, I know there's a huge jump because of the pandemic, but you know, obviously there's other games that came out. Elden Ring, for example. I mean, people are probably more into playing that, and obviously there's more other games too. And but I agree. I think having this new, I guess coming up in this new update, I think it's good. I think it's pretty cool, and I mean, I look forward to seeing that. You know, in comparison to, you know, like Battlefield 2042. You know, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Not a damn thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I've been looking at some of the information for it, and I'm just like, as long as people don't start saying this is like Fortnite, because like a blatant attempt to kind of do what Fortnite does, was like just random ass guests and stuff of like that, or random ass events. I think it's gonna be kind of cool. It's something different.
Yeah, well, I think that needs to happen too with Warzone, at least per season. I mean, not like an every month or every week kind of thing like Fortnite has going, but like more like every season. Like every season is gonna be something different. Like that would bring your player count back up, because that'll be something to look forward to the next season. Like, okay, what's gonna happen next season? And hopefully this is gonna be like the starting point of that. Hopefully,
I would definitely come back for that big time. I'd be like, hey, you know what? Shoot, what's going on in Warzone right now? Oh, they're about to, I don't know, bringing Star Wars shit. Like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. I'll check that out.
Yeah, I mean, that was a massive player drop when Vanguard came out, because, I mean, that's the Call of Duty game no one cared about. And granted, Warzone was still going strong, but it did drop.
Yeah, I think they mentioned, like, the weak sales from that game. I mean, they should know this by now. I don't think anybody, like, or at least now, like, if you want more sales, don't release a old World War One, World War Two type game. I think people are used to playing the modern warfare type games, and I mean, I don't mind using the weapons, you know, from Vanguard. I mean, it's, you know, fine as long as I can still use my own weapons.
Yeah.
You know, so I think in the future they might just need to just reboot or restart or create a new story, but still call it Call of Duty, but just, you know, a whole new story. Instead of fighting, you know, some terrorists, maybe they're fighting some other terrorists somewhere else, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, I know Modern Warfare 2 is supposed to be revealed here pretty soon, I think.
Yes, as well as the new Warzone. Apparently they're working on a new Warzone,
which next gen
be, yeah, which is supposed to be bigger than the old Warzone. I'm like, oh, okay. It's like, I've been spurned, so I'm like, I'll believe when it happens. Like, I have Activision and, like, in them at such a arms distance. Like, you've hurt me before, man.
Well, I mean, with Warzone 2 coming out, I mean, I'm not even sure when that's coming out, but that is being developed for next gen only. I mean, it makes sense to start things out with this Monarch thing going for it. That way it'll like end strong for the next one.
I think the only thing I got left to say about the Warzone situation is that, yeah, I'm gonna try out this new event. I haven't played Warzone in a while, but I might jump back in the fray on that one just to say, hey, I'm here.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna play it for sure. I love it. It's awesome.
Well, moving on along from Warzone to outer space with some Halo Infinite. Season 2, titled Lone Wolves. Apparently, we're supposed to be getting some new armor, some new two new multiplayer maps, as well as some looks like story content, which I'm really curious on what that's going to be about. So that drops next month. And according to the roadmap of Halo Infinite, that's supposed to last us for a good couple of months, leading into some new stuff like co-op and some of that coming to Infinite. But the story stuff is what I'm mainly interested about. I'm curious about what that. They just launched a trailer, like a good, like a minute or two trailer. Kind of got me pumped for it. I'm like, okay, what's going on?
So it's like in addition to the campaign?
I don't know. That's the thing is the theme is called Lone Wolves. There's going to be a bunch of armor stuff you can do. Like they're being kind of tight-lipped about what the story content is going to do, but apparently there's going to be some story content. But that I don't know if you unlock it through playing multiplayer or what. I don't know.
It's part of the show.
I hope not. I hope they don't do that stuff where hey, if you want to find out what's going on in Lone Wolves, you have to watch this episode of Halo the series. Don't get me wrong, I love the series. Despite all the hate for it, all those haters out there, shut your mouth.
I want to say it is. Like, all that money that they put into the show already, like, they would have to do, like, a separate story campaign, because I don't think they would take parts of, like, the main campaign from Infinite and just release it later on. I feel like there's more, like, an attachment to the show, probably.
Exactly. There's a lot, the last time I saw a show that did that was called Defiance, and then the game kind of crashed on itself, and the show just it was a mess.
But this is Halo.
Yeah, this is Halo. Well, we don't do that shit here. I'm excited about this new content for Halo. Hopefully, because a lot of people are saying that Halo, if it's dead, no one's playing it. Well, yeah, a lot of the casual people that came in played it since November. Or December, actually, played what they wanted. But there was no new content brought in because they were busy fixing what issues that were there, which is cool. I mean, Battlefield, take notes. So they're working on their minor issues that they needed to fix and some of that, and they did. And right now, there's nothing really to add to the game until now. So, I mean, hopefully that'll boost some of the player base up. Personally, I started playing again a couple of days ago, and I had no problem finding a match. So it's not like it's like affecting anything. But all the news I hear is like, oh, it's the lowest. Oh, Halo, Infinite is lower than Master Chief Collection. Everyone's playing Master Chief Collection. I'm like, okay.
Well, yeah, they were. I thought that was pretty funny. Like, in the Master Chief Collection, more people were playing that game than they were Infinite.
Well, I'll admit because there's more content right now. Season 2 will last another 6 months, so
that's why your player count's going down, and it has gone down considerably.
But
an estimate, I'd say around 70-80% player drop.
Yeah,
like it's massive. Like that's why it's making headlines, because it is a massive drop from like where it started and where it is now. And this is why it's like it's taking too long to actually release things. And I get that it's Halo, and this is what Halo is, but if you're going to make a live service game from a free multiplayer game, you got to release content, like monthly, bi-monthly, you got to do something. Like these 6-month-long seasons just aren't cutting it, and I think that's what gamers are seeing, is that this is just a complete waste of time. I'd rather go play Apex, Fortnite, or Warzone, where I can get this content.
I mean, right now, the only thing they're really banking on right now is to keep... Apparently, there's two narrative events that are going to be during Season 2, which will be bringing your personal Spartan, the one that you're playing as in multiplayer,
yeah,
through a story mode, through a certain type of story. And supposedly in some kind of evolving seasonal storyline, which will be cool, but what happens when that content's dried up, you know?
Well, yeah. Before the 6-month time frame, I feel like even though they got a year more to develop, they needed another year to develop the live service stuff.
Yeah,
they definitely weren't ready for it. They weren't ready for like the players on like what was expected to be there, and it's not there, and it still isn't there, and it sucks because I did enjoy it in November and December, but since then I personally haven't played it.
Well. I mean, the only thing it does have going for it, at least it's a solid game and not broken.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, It was buggy in the beginning, which is most games are. Like, I will give it to 343 on fixing, like, a lot of things right from the get-go. But the main thing that they need to fix isn't being fixed, and that's mostly, like, the seasonal stuff, like the Battle Pass stuff that you have to pay for to get. Like, all I'm saying, like, it's not enough to keep the players in there. And I think it's really hard to, like, add weapons to the game, add vehicles to the game, like, in other, you know, free-to-play games as well. But there needs to be something, and it needs to be faster than what they're doing right now. Like, they're taking their sweet time doing it, and their player count is just dropping and dropping and dropping because of that.
So I mean, I hear y'all, and like, Nando, you're the first one that told me about it. I guess whenever you were telling me about the article you wanted to write, and I was reading up on it, and of course after I finished reading it, I wanted to look it up, and I just wanted to confirm to make sure, because, you know, I like to give correct information here. But man, like, I thought, none of you are exaggerating about the number count and, you know, how it's dropped by so much. But man, first let's go to the comparison about where Halo Infinite is right now, or at least since April 14th, 2022. Halo Infinite versus the Halo Master Chief Collection as far as players average. So for Halo Infinite, it averaged about, for the month of April, and again, this was back then, about 2 weeks ago, 8,092 players. And Halo Master Chief Collection, it rested at 9,144 players. So,
damn.
So I mean, like, it's only about by 1,000. However, like, hearing the huge drop in players, oh man, so this is a huge number. Like, I didn't even know it was this big. So initially, Halo Infinite, you know, right now it's at about an average of 8,100 players, and, you know, I'll say 8,200. You know, 8,200 players are currently playing Halo Infinite game. At its peak, by peak I mean, like, at this one time, the highest it gotten was 256,000. Yeah, I'll say 257 because it's close to 257. So 257,000 players were playing Halo Infinite at one time. And then, like, when the game came out, it was averaging about 160 players for the month of November, December, about 140. And then in March, it was 102. And then at the end of March, it dropped to 95. And then since then, it's dropped all the way down to what we currently see right now at about 8,000 to 9,000. So, damn. Usually, you know, you can explain this, you know, new games came out, all this, but, like, seeing a drop and drop and drop, and, like, I mean, I don't know, if I were the Halo people, I mean, I'd be showing concerns. I mean, it's a free game, but, I mean, that's bad. I mean,
it's live service.
It's a massive drop.
Yeah, it's the curse of live services. Is that if you're not constantly putting stuff out there to keep people intrigued, they're just not gonna participate.
Yeah, and the 6 month time frame, just everyone doesn't like that. Like, yeah. That's just too long.
I'll admit it. Like, I'm a long time Halo fan. It's like, yeah, I mean, like, I'm still unlocking stuff on the damn Battle Pass because there's not enough. Yes, I'm playing it, but it's just like I'll play a few rounds and then I'll hop off because I'm the only one playing and. I'll play a long time if I have a team. I'll play for a good while. I'll play for some hours. Cackling up and just having a good time. But,
Even on, like, Microsoft's website, like, their most played games currently right now, like, Halo Infinite is sitting at 14.
Yeah.
It's pretty low. Like, Roblox is higher than it. I mean, granted, Roblox is actually pretty low. Never mind. I guess Forza. All these other games are actually pretty fun. Okay, there you go. MLB the Show. That game's higher.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes... And especially after Elden Ring came out on player count dropping so much around that time.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't help that the way they're doing their live service content is different from everybody else, yes. But it's also a bad idea to do it that way, too. I feel like they needed more time to do this, like, end up maybe another year to create all this content and then release it, like, sporadically throughout the year, like a 2 month time frame instead of six.
Because I think it was not Warzone, but the game that came with it, and then eventually Warzone was released. I remember that's the route that should have took was like, yeah, release the game. Wait, you know, yeah, I guess 6 months. Yeah, since it's taking them 6 months to, you know, release a new season.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we release the first season, have the second season ready, and then we can start working on the third season. You know, to me, I don't blame the people who make the game. I blame the project management team of that company.
Yes,
like they're supposed to be on track, keep things on schedule. The numbers, like the people, you know, the people who are actually working on the game. I mean, they just do what the people say, the high ups, because they have all the data. You know, and I don't know. I'd be looking at them now and be like, guys, what's going on? Like, we have a huge drop. I mean, I always think when I think of Halo, I think like, you know, top at least top five games that everybody should be playing. Because I mean, Halo, it's Halo. Everybody loves Halo.
Yeah.
Or you know, I mean, it could also be, you know, it's only on, or I mean, now, I mean, it's still available on PC and Xbox, but I mean, maybe, I don't know, it might be too much, but it's just a, you know, let PlayStation jump on, but just for the online multiplayer version game.
I feel like you like nailed it with mismanagement, and I feel like they needed to, I mean, it's hard to admit what you're doing isn't working. They had to look at all these other successful games that are being successful in the live service realm, like Apex, Warzone, Fortnite, Rainbow Six, like Destiny. Like all these games are being successful all these years later. They need to look at that and try to do the same thing, but then, you know, it's still going to be Halo. People are going to play Halo because it's Halo. And it's just, it sucks to see where it's at now, because it started off so well, and to see it just fall to where it is now, it sucks.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna need something to light the fire again to get things going.
And they could do what Warzone did and do like a reloaded, what they did with Resurgence. Like that brought me back to playing Warzone, because that's the only map I want to play on. And when like we've tried playing on like that Caldera, that big ass map, it's not the same. It sucks, and we all agree that it sucks, and so we go back to the smaller map, and I feel like that's where Warzone is now. Like they understand like these smaller maps, that's where the player count is. That's something that Halo needs to understand and just do. Like, this is what the players want. A majority of them want this. They don't want a 6 month time frame. You have to shrink that down considerably, and it's a lot to ask for. I mean, especially for a free game, but there are still microtransactions with this game.
Well, moving on to our next topic. So Vin Diesel and director Justin Lin had announced the supposedly, and I say this in air quotes because let's face it, we'll probably get an 11. They announced the name of Fast and Furious, the next Fast and Furious entry, which is called Fast X.
Is it Fast X or just Fast 10?
They put it as a Fast X. It could be Fast 10. It stands for Fast 10 because it's the 10th injury, but I don't know. I don't know about that. Okay. I mean, if they don't go back in time to drift off a Brontosaurus, I'm not gonna go see the movie. So we went into space last one. Anyways, well, a few days after they announced it, Vin Diesel and Justin Lin decided to say, "Oh, bye. I'm not gonna stay around for the last one." Snip. He has dropped out of this movie. Now he's helmed like what, six of these bad boys. He's not gonna stick around for the last one. What do you guys feel about it?
Well, I mean, I guess it sucks to see him go since he helped like relaunch Fast and Furious franchise, like with the Fast and Furious movie back in 2009. But I understand like not wanting to do it since you've already done it, you know, five or six other times, and maybe he just has other things he wants to work on instead.
Well, see, it's just weird because I mean, they announced it. They just started doing it. Like they're like what four? So I think like 3 or 4 days into production, and he's like, "Eh, I'm done." So it's kind of like slammed him, literally pop the brakes on production right now so they can replace him. But it's like, damn, you could have like give us like you know a heads up beforehand.
I guess to me that tells me that, you know, he saw the plans, he saw everything, and maybe he was trying to, you know, the last 2 days or day that he was there, maybe change some things, and maybe, I don't know, he didn't like the direction it was going. And he, and I guess maybe he saw something where, like, this isn't Fast and Furious anymore. It's just something else. And so, you know, I mean, that, I mean, to me, that's worth saying that this isn't what he signed up for. And, you know, I want to do this. They probably told him no. Last day, he was like, all right, look, we need to do it this way. If not, then I'm leaving. Like, all right, we'll get out of here. You know, we have 10 films here. You know, we could do another one, you know.
We don't need you.
Yeah, kind of thing. But, I mean, you like the Justin.
I mean, maybe he, like, saw the script and saw the part where Vin Diesel, he jumps out of his car going, like, 80 miles an hour and lands, like, Superman pose on like, the concrete and, like, to a truck that transformed into a robot and it's Optimus Prime from the Transformers series. It's like, your family was me. And they just become family. Like, I probably would have left, too.
The crossover Transformers now.
It's like, ah, well, what's next? And their family now? What? I mean, Jason Momoa is part of the cast.
Well, I'm watching it now then.
Well, and apparently Jason Momoa revealed that Charlize Theron's coming back. I'm like, are you just bringing everybody back now?
Yeah, it's the last one.
Yeah, if it's the final film, yeah, bring back everybody.
Even people that died.
I was about to say, I was like,
you gotta
go.
You're coming back.
Brian's gonna be back. Brian's coming back.
No, get out of here with that.
Everyone's coming back. Everyone's coming back. They're gonna go back in time, you know, and just replay that same scene from like the Fast 7 or something where they're like went down the fork. They're just gonna replay that same scene over again. No real reason for it, just but it is what it is. I mean, Fast and Furious, we're gonna go watch it
on HBO.
I mean, Fast 9 is on HBO Max right now if you guys haven't seen it yet.
Oh, because, nice. Well, I'll go watch it then.
So you can watch them go into space. I knew they were going to do it. I knew they were going to go to space. I knew it before that movie even came out. I thought they're going to go to space. They're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're going to do it. God knows where this one's going to... I have no idea what this next movie is going to be about, nor do I really care. It's just... At this point, you just gotta just eat popcorn and just glaze over and watch the movie, watch the pretty colors.
It's a popcorn flick.
That's exactly what it is. Like, I don't think the Fast and Furious movies have ever tried to be, you know, like the smart man's action movie.
No, not since the fifth one.
I mean, when people start coming back from the dead, you just kind of like throw all reality out the window. I mean, of course, you could do that from the first one when Vin Diesel's trying to catch a guy hanging off a truck going like 70 miles an hour. Your arm is going to rip. Oh, I'm going to catch you, my arm. But anyways, that's my rant. I really hope Fast X does really good if it's the curtain call for the series.
It's about time.
It's about time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's about time to end it. Like, if they're going to bring back this all-star cast, I mean, they might as well just go ahead and end it now. The franchise is over 20 years old now.
Oh God,
just,
it is.
Just end it now. Yeah, James, we're old. Oh, we were there watching in theaters.
Oh my God, dude, we were just starting high school when the first one came out.
There you go.
Hell, God. I feel wrong inside. So we're gonna Tokyo Drift away from that subject, and I just let you guys know. Well, Bow Wow needs to come back for the next one. Just saying. Anyways, coming back at you real quick. I would like to announce that I have recently joined the PS5 army. I've recently just got a PS5, so I'm joining Rico and the others on the PS5 bandwagon.
Welcome to this exclusive club. Welcome. Yeah.
Shadow, when are you gonna join us?
As soon as I get another hard drive, probably.
Well, enjoy your slow systems. We'll be waiting.
I know, it's totally slow. But when I was playing Elden Ring, we were playing with Philip the other day. I'm like, hey man, get me first, then get Rico. Nah, he gets Rico first, and then whenever I load in, they're already off somewhere else fighting something.
Well, if had a solid state,
of course,
like the rest of us, you would be able to load games at a quickest rate.
I'll get it at some point. The console, honestly, realistically, Okay. Next year.
I got mine on pure dumb luck. I'm not even gonna lie. It was sure dumb luck. I got financing through Walmart. They happened to have the queue up. I just put my name in the hat. So I got a queue open, and they're like, hey, you qualify for, you know, it's like to break this payment up. And I was like, sure, why not? I can do that. And next thing you know, box sent to me on, like, I got it last Sunday. I'm like, oh, I wasn't expecting this.
You haven't opened it yet?
No, not yet. Like I said, I'm a clearance bit. The one thing about this bad boy that I've seen from everyone who's had a PS5, this bad boy is clunky.
Ugly.
It is very ugly.
It's big, yes.
The PS5 is an ugly mess, but it plays really well, though. It's what's inside that counts.
That's true. In this case, yes.
But but I'm excited. I've been holding off on playing certain games until I played it on the PS5 the way it's supposed to, like Miles Morales. But I'm also excited because I'm ready to play Ratchet and Clank, and I'm also ready for future titles like Wolverine and Spider-Man 2.
You're ready.
Yes, I am ready. And yes, I will let you guys know this. I will finally get Ghost of Tsushima.
For next gen.
As you should, yes. Fantastic game.
So it runs better.
Yes, it would. I might get Elden Ring eventually too, at all. But probably by then you guys will be done with it and be like, nah, we don't play that movie. We'll play that game anymore. I'm like, fuck.
No, I'll still play it. That game's great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm about to go New Game Plus in that game.
New Game Plus? Are you about to prestige?
The first time. There are several players who've done all seven.
Seven?
Jeez. Yeah, I think you can do game plus it seven times. And at that point, I think you've already maxed out.
Legendary.
Some people go back to that for more.
Yeah, and the most ever done on the Souls game is three.
Does it get harder each time you go through?
Yeah, technically it's supposed to, but since everything carries over, like all your stats, all your weapons, like not really, since you're already powerful anyways, especially if you're a magic user.
If you're a magic user, you're just like, haha, fireball. But guys, I'm really excited. I'm really excited to play some of the games I've been looking forward to. Like I want to play Sifu. That's another game I'm really excited to play. It's that game where you like play as like that martial arts guy, and every time you die, you get older.
Oh yeah, I heard about that one.
Yeah, I want to check that out. Like, it was fun. And Astro's Playroom, the game that's like built into the game. Well, it's like that's built into the system. That kind of gets you used to the DualSense controller.
Yeah, I like that. So when I saw that, who told me about it? Man,
Joe.
Somebody was it Joe?
Yep.
Maybe. Because like, so he told me about that. I didn't know that the PlayStation came with the installed game, and it's an actual game that you play. And yeah, no, I enjoyed it. The game's really cool. The graphics in there are really cool. The story is like pretty cool, and it does bring some nostalgia because it shows some other, the old PlayStations in there. So it's pretty cool. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
It looks adorable. And like there's like a PS4 game. A PS5 game that I was wanting to try. Kena, Bridge of Spirits. That's what it is. It looks really really good. Like that was a game that really caught my eye. It's like when it was announced. Because of the visuals alone, I'm like, oof. And yes, it's on PS4, but a lot of those games that are built for PS4 were made for PS5. Because of the better process. So I was like, I want to check it out.
Yeah. Even though I don't have one, like I do hope that's where gaming development is now. It is for next gen only. That way they can just concentrate on optimizing it for next gen instead of having to deal with the limitations of the past generation.
Yes, I actually got banned from a gaming page on Facebook because I disagreed with their owner who once because apparently he posted an article saying that apparently the next God of War is going to be the last one that's kind of cross platform.
That's the last one altogether. Well, I mean, I guess for this series. Yeah.
Well, it's the last one, but it's the last one that they're gonna do cross platform with PS4, PS5. So pretty much, if you're not on the next gen systems, development's not going to go back and forth anymore, which is fine. 3 years into a, someone's like, that's fine. 3 years into a, 3 years in the life of a new system, it's time to move development toward the next generation.
Okay, it costs too much money to have it for both.
Exactly. And he was like, no, you're just saying that because of the fact that, you want, that more PS5 games to be made. I'm like, yeah, I do want more PS5 games to be made.
Yeah, honestly, that's what it should have been for not only that game, but for Horizon Forbidden West.
Yeah. I mean, the point is you're trying to sell the new system. You're not trying to sell the old system.
Yeah. Like, you look at a game like Returnal and Demon's Souls Remake, like, they look better on PS5. I mean, they look good because they were developed for a PS5, the next-gen console.
Yeah. I mean...
And granted, like, Horizon and God of War will look great, but they could have looked better had they gone full steam on next-gen.
Exactly. And it's like, why are you holding up the rest of the people that have already gotten onto the bandwagon of the PS5 and everything, and you're still developing for last-gen system that you're not even really supporting anymore?
Yeah.
Now, Xbox has an excuse. Xbox has an excuse. Xbox is like, we're not going to leave our people that haven't been able to get a Series X people behind by giving them the addition to cloud stream these games. However, you are still getting the full processing power of the system if you have a Series X. Personally, I'm ready to see development move on. We're 3 years into a new generation cycle. Let's see what's going to happen.
Just welcome, and you're going to enjoy it. I know I do. It's fast, it's great, it's fantastic. Yeah, and the graphics look fantastic. But definitely get a 4K TV.
Oh yeah, well, eventually. but I know right now I'm just going to be enjoying the super fast gameplay. And just being able to enjoy Ratchet and Clank's use of that solid state drive, it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah, I mean, there's that, and a lot of the PS4 games that you can play on PS5 run much better, or I guess the way they should have been being played.
Oh yeah,
it's the reason why I've like put off a lot of games on PS4. It's like I'll just wait till I get PS5 because load times just annoy the crap out of me now.
Now, Now, hang on a second. I know there's certain games that you get like a free upgrade for if you buy the PS4 version. Is Miles Morales one of them, or is it just you have to get the PS5 version of Miles Morales?
I think that was one of them. Was it, Rico?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so you got a free. Okay, so it started. I was like, so save a little bit of money, and you can get, you know,
from here on out, or I guess from next year on out, just next gen.
Because I know like Horizon did the same thing where you can buy the PS4 version of Horizon, you get the PS5 version. Anyways, I'm excited to join you guys. It's gonna be fun. I won't be buying Battlefield 2042.
Good.
Good idea. Yes.
Yeah. Don't spend $100 on that thing.
Let's kind of wrap this up into a little bit of a bun. So we're gonna go ahead and say goodnight. We want to thank you guys for joining us this evening, or today, this morning, whatever you guys are listening to, our podcast. Just want to say, I'm Butter Biscuits.
I'm the Shadow Alchemist, the Vanyas de Thomas Alagua.
And I'm Phantom Recon, and thank you again for joining us. Greatly appreciate y'all. We are the Unsung Gamers. We are here saving the world, one game at a time.
Bye.